Welcome to the Claim Your Space podcast. I am your host, Belinda Aramidi, and I share my experiences as a multi-six-figure business owner and coach so that you too can learn how to build a business in alignment with how you want to live your life. If you're tired of hustle culture and ready to start saying yes to dreaming big and achieving even bigger, then this is the podcast for you. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for the 50th episode of the Claim Your Space podcast. I'm really excited that you're here. I wanted to do something special or at least interesting for this episode, and I came upon the idea of the 10 deadly sins of entrepreneurship. You know, doing this podcast, it's really great because it allows me to deliver my message in a different way, process my message in a different way, and reach people in a different way too. You know, I've been in business now for coming on almost 5 years, and I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot through my own business. I've learned a lot through coaching other people with their own businesses. And I wanted to share those lessons with you today. At one point, I've done all of these things. Many of those points, I've done several of them all at the same time. And while I can't say that I'm not currently doing any of them, I know that I have a deeper awareness of the fact that, hey, we're doing X, you know, that this isn't actually helping us move the needle forward. So how can we change it? What do we need to do? Because so often in life, when we find that we are stuck doing things that aren't beneficial to us or aren't getting us to where it is that we want to be, it's for a reason. So either we're overwhelmed or our systems are breaking down and they're no longer helpful or useful to us in some way in order to support the direction that we want to go. So instead of chastising myself and say, oh my gosh, Belinda, you haven't done any income generating activities today. You're so stupid. You know, or you're not taking this seriously, beating myself up. I go a step deeper or go a level deeper and I try to understand, well, why is that? What's going on? So I can either show myself grace or I can see what's going on and I can say, okay, we need to set up some different systems and processes in order to make sure that all of this happens. So without further ado, here are, in my opinion, the 10 deadly sins of entrepreneurship. The first one, and these are in no particular order, they're just 10 of them. So the first one, always planning, rarely executing. Oh, this is something that I know so many entrepreneurs get stuck in the rut of, especially with all the information that is thrown our way in terms of make sure you're doing this and make sure you're doing that. And so you end up planning, but you're not actually executing on these plans. That's why it's probably the first one that I mentioned, because a lot of people are often stuck in planning phase, the thinking phase, the trying to make it perfect phase. And they don't get over the hump of actually executing. And it's an execution that you see results. It's an execution that you see where things aren't working. Having it down on pen and paper or, you know, in a Google Doc, it isn't teaching you anything. You aren't able to see if it's working or if it's not, or how it's working and how it's not. And it's in the execution that you see the revenue. It's in the execution that you end up seeing and learning the lesson. So deadly sin number one, always planning, rarely executing. Number two, it's tied in to the first one, and it's you keep changing the plan. It's really hard for a plan to work if the moment you start executing on it, you keep tweaking it and changing it and conforming it, and then you end up back into the always planning loop and you're not executing. If you are trying a new social media strategy and 3.5 days in, you decide, oh, I'm actually going to do this or I'm going to try that. That's fine, but it's hard for you to see whether or not something is actually going to work for you if you don't give it traction, if you don't give it time. I use exercise as an analogy all the time because I think it's a really, really good analogy when it comes to business. But let's say you decide to start jogging for 3 days and you see, oh, well, I haven't lost 20 pounds yet. Unfortunately, you probably didn't give your body enough time to adapt and shed the weight. So how is you changing the plan going to actually help you get to your goal? Sometimes you need to just let the plan actually have the time to become what it's meant to become. or putting a cake into the oven before it gets the opportunity to actually bake. If you take a cake out of the oven after 10 minutes, it will not be ready. It will not look like it's supposed to look. And if you had just given it the 50 minutes that it was supposed to have in the oven, then you would have had exactly what you were looking for. But you decided to change the plan, you changed the temperature, you changed something, and you threw off the baking of the cake. You threw off the exercise plan, and you threw off what was supposed to be really great for you at the end, but you keep changing the plan. So deadly sin number two, you keep changing the plan. The next deadly sin is not doing income generating activities daily. Now, when I say daily, I'm talking Monday through Friday. I'm not talking on the weekend. On the weekend, do it if you so please. But when I say daily, I mean Monday to Friday. Because what are we all about here? We're all about building a business in alignment with how you want to live your life. And for me, how I want to live my life is having some sort of a balance. And maybe the weekend for you isn't Monday through Friday. Maybe your weekend is a Monday and Tuesday. So you need to do income generating activities Tuesday through Sunday. But whatever it is, right? Daily income generating activities. Whether your daily is you work 3 days a week and you're off four, that's cool. But you've got to be doing income generating activities all the time. And what income generating activities look like will be different for every person. There are so many different things that you could do to generate income daily, but make sure that you're doing income generating activities every day. I don't want you to be the entrepreneur, the business owner who is busy all the time, but you're not busy making money. That's what I want you to be busy doing, making money, serving clients, doing all the things. And so that's the third deadly sin, not doing income generating activities every single day. The next deadly sin is not allowing space for rest and understanding the role that it plays in your growth. I know, especially in the first 6 months of business, all you want to do is work, work, hustle, hustle, go, 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 go. And I think there is a season for that in your business journey. But if that season is lasting more than 6 months, we're going into 12 months, you're at 18 months and you are still in that hustle, hustle, go, go, no space for rest, you are missing a fundamental element of growing in business. It's in the rest periods that a lot of different opportunities and ideas come to mind. It's a less stressed state. And while stress provides its own benefits, so does rest. You need rest in order to give your best to yourself, to your family, to your friends, and ultimately, because we're here for business, to your clients. How can you come up with new and innovative ways for your clients to solve their problems, to help bring them from where they came to when they started working with you, the reason they started working with you, and to where it is that they're trying to go if you're always operating from a nearly empty cup? So one of the deadly sins that I find that entrepreneurs can find themselves in is not allowing space for rest. Understanding that taking time away from your business and being able to do things that recharge you that have nothing to do with the business, taking care of your laundry, being able to go drop off and pick up the dry cleaning, being able to explore a city that you live in that you just moved to, or a city that you've always lived in but you haven't really gotten to explore as a tourist. Time to read something that isn't a professional development book, but something that is fiction. Being able to binge a show on Netflix. I can't tell you how many times it's in my moments of rest that I come up with the most incredible, what it feels like, earth-shattering ideas and downloads and things that I want to do in the business or solving of a problem. It is amazing how the subconscious mind works. You can only allow for these amazing things to happen for you if you are allowing time for rest. So deadly sin number four, not allowing space for rest. Deadly sin number five, keeping a cluttered space, both digitally and physically. This is really important in a way that I only learned recently. And I learned it because, as I've mentioned in episodes past, I'm really big into neuroscience and just understanding how the brain works. And it's funny because we only really know so much about the brain, but whatever it is that's out there, the research that has been done, your girl wants to learn about it. And what I learned very recently is that the brain is constantly trying to complete things. That is how the brain is by design. And so by keeping clutter on your desk, not putting things away where they're supposed to be put away, having a disorganized digital space so that you can't find what you need there. But your brain is keeping a mental note that it's not done, and it is siphoning energy away from what you are presently doing, and it is just constantly thinking about the things that aren't yet done subconsciously. And so that level of fatigue, the level of exhaustion, that why am I always tired? Why do I always feel overwhelmed? It's because your subconscious mind is thinking about all the things that need to be done that aren't complete. So my advice to you, and one of the deadly sins of entrepreneurship, is finish things. If you have an idea for a new product or offer that you want to put out there and you've started the ideation of it, then finish, complete it, actually put it out there. And if you're not going to, then retire it, okay? But in some way, shape, or form, complete the things that you start. Organize your digital space so it's easy for you to find things and you're not wasting energy trying to figure out, what did I name that thing? Where did I put it? So on and so forth. Clean your desk. And I say this as I have a little bit of mess on my desk. As I said, I'm not perfect. I do these things all the time, but they're the things that unfortunately weigh you down and become a deadly sin of entrepreneurship. So, number 5, keeping a cluttered space both digitally and physically. All right, number 6, letting fear dictate what it is that you do. I think that this one is often tied to why people are changing the plan, because you're fearful. You're fearful that, well, if I don't show up on this social media platform, then I'm going to miss out on business and my business isn't going to grow. Or fear prevents you from showing up on social media because insert reason here, right? Or fear of inviting someone to consider your group coaching program. Or fear of reaching out to an organization and asking them if they're looking for speakers for their upcoming event. When you let fear dictate what you do instead of possibility and excitement and the idea that, well, this could work out for me, or what if this worked out for me, or, you know, what if I ended up with $500,000 in revenue, or $1 million, or $8 million, whatever it might be. When you let fear dictate what it is that you do, you end up not doing very much. And I want you to think about it. I want you to think about when you get the most things done. Is it when you're in a state of fear and panic, or is it when you're in a state of possibility and I can do this? I know for me, personally speaking, fear doesn't help me move things forward. Fear can be an indicator, but when I let fear dictate what it is that I do and what I don't do, I often am not doing very much at all. Because when you fear, you end up being really scared and you don't want to move because you don't want to make a mistake. And so that's a really big deadly sin of entrepreneurship, is letting fear dictate what it is that you do. Fear is always going to be present in your business. It's just the nature of taking risk and being unsure. But when you let fear dictate, when you let fear stop you, because that's what fear is designed to do. It's designed to prevent you from doing things. But if you're letting fear dictate what it is that you do, then you're probably not going to be getting very much done. And any successful entrepreneur is going to let you know that there's a ton of fear involved with owning a business. And you just have to learn how to deal with it in a way that is empowering and not disempowering. Number 7. Ooh, this one's an important one. Not being diligent with your time. You have to be a master of your time. You have to be very aware of your time, aware of how long things are taking, because entrepreneurship, if you let it, will take over your entire life. And if you want to have friends, if you want to have time with your family, if you want to have love in your life, if you want to be able to exercise, if you want to be able to do anything and be an entrepreneur, you have to be really, really diligent with your time. One thing that really helps me when it comes to being diligent with my time is I will write down beside a to-do item how long I think that item is going to take me to do. And then I try and stay within those parameters. You know, for instance, like I've given myself 40 minutes to sit down and record this podcast episode. Now at the end, when I look back at how long it actually took me to record this podcast episode, you'll notice this podcast episode isn't 40 minutes long. But I'm talking, making sure that I'm going over the notes that I want to, you know, mention in the podcast episode. It's literally from the time I sit down to the time I export it, I want it to take 40 minutes. So, you know, when I'm reviewing how long something has taken, I will ask myself, okay, let's say it took me 60 minutes instead of 40. The extra 20 minutes, why did that happen? Is it because it actually takes me an hour to record a podcast episode from start to finish? Then I know when I'm writing that I want to do a podcast episode, I need to give myself an entire hour and not just the majority of an hour. Or was I just fluffing about? And that's why it took me an hour, because I was wasting time and I wasn't being diligent with my time. And this is important in your personal life too. Like, don't waste time. Time is not a renewable resource, and we've all got a ticking clock, and we want to be able to know at the end of the day, the end of the year, the end of our life, that we squeezed as much juice out of the time that we're given as we possibly could. Number 8, not investing in professional development. But I'm not just talking money, I'm talking time. I've done this a million times where you buy a course. I think courses in particular are just that thing where you invest your money into a course, but you haven't figured out where you're going to invest the time in order to actually go through that course. Or, you know, professional development time in the sense of, okay, I'm going to take an hour a week to go onto YouTube or go onto LinkedIn Learning or wherever it is that you learn information and actually develop as a professional the skills that I need in order to be better. I think so often we look at investing in ourselves and we just look at the money, but it is so important to make sure that we are investing and making sure that we have the time. So if you're investing in working with a coach, making sure that, okay, in addition to the time that I'm spending with the coach, what am I doing outside of working with my coach to make sure that the work that we're doing, I can actually implement it into my business and ultimately into my life. So I think that's a huge deadly sin when it comes to being an entrepreneur is either not investing in professional development from both a time and a money perspective. For some people, they need to invest more time into professional development, and some people, they want to leapfrog over things and they want to invest money. But do not think that money is a total collapse of not having to invest time. If you invest money, know that you can shorten the amount of time that it takes for you to get from A to B, but you still need to put in time in order to develop as a professional. So, deadly sin number 8, not investing in professional development. Number 9, we are almost at the end here, and we're still under the 40-minute mark that I was telling you about for recording this podcast episode. I'm very proud. Number 9, not tracking, collecting, and analyzing information within your business. I'm not good at this one. I am not, but I am actively working to be better, and I am very thankful that I have support in this area because it's just not my natural inclination. However, that is not an excuse, right? There are certain things that you need to do, whether you're naturally inclined at doing it or not. They are important, so they need to get done. And tracking, collecting, and analyzing information is so important. You need to collect details, you need to put it somewhere, and then you need to analyze it after, right? You need to see what is revenue tracking like? You know, the time that I'm investing to be on social media to show up, what is it producing? How is it working? How is it making things better for me? How is it making things better for my business? So this one's really short and sweet. You've got to track, you've got to collect, and you have to analyze information. And when you don't, speaking from experience, you just don't know what's going on. Honestly, you don't know what's going on. You're just flying by the seat of your pants. And while that will work for you for a little bit, it won't work for you in the long term. And number 10, trying to do it all on your own. This can look like so many things. It can look like you don't want to learn from anyone because you know everything. This can look like being afraid to hire someone to help you with things within your business. It can be you being afraid to invest in software because, you know, you found a way to make it work with Excel or Google Sheets. But it all boils down to trying to do it all on your own. It can even look like the mom who doesn't ask for help from her partner or from a friend in order to allow her to have time to do what she needs to do in the business because she's trying to do it all on her own. I promise you, you will not be successful in entrepreneurship trying to do it all on your own. Learn from others, ask for help from others, hire people to help you do certain things so that you can use your time to do other things so that you can grow, so that maybe you have time to do income generating activities every single day. So you have time to rest, so you have time to be diligent with your time. This is a form of being diligent with your time. So deadly sin number 10, trying to do it all on your own. So quick recap of the 10 deadly sins of entrepreneurships for this special 50th episode of the Claim Your Space podcast. Number one, always planning, rarely executing. Number two, you keep changing the plan. Number three, you're not doing income generating activities daily. Number four, you're not allowing space for rest and understanding the role it plays in your growth. Number five, you're keeping a cluttered space digitally and physically. Number six, you keep letting fear dictate what it is that you do. Deadly sin number seven, not being diligent with your time. Number eight, not investing in professional development, not just money, but time too. Number nine, you're not tracking, collecting, and analyzing information within your business. And number 10, trying to do it all. Those are the 10 deadly sins, in my opinion, of entrepreneurship. I've been through all of these things, I've experienced them, and unfortunately, I still experience some of them to this day. But the difference between then and now is that I'm aware. I'm aware that they are a problem, and when I see them rearing their ugly head in my business, I am able to face them and figure out a way to fail forward and to minimize the damage that they can have on my business. So it's a short-term problem and not a long-term problem. Anyways, thank you for sticking with me through episode 50. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share with me if you have enjoyed this episode on social media. I'm hanging out on Instagram a lot more. I'm over on the TikToks too. Or send me an email. That information is down in the show notes below. But as always, I hope you found the episode useful or helpful in some way. And until next time, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.